Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. We do have Senator Bozeman with us. And Senator, it seems like when we get together, there's always so much news going on. I'm almost afraid before we get it on the air, it's going to change before we get off the air. So I hate to seem like we always got big questions to ask you, but it seems like we're loaded up again this week.
Well, there's always a lot going on, it seems like. That's just the country and the world that we live in right now.
It's just sound bites for sure. And one thing that came up last night, that is the Supreme Court freezes Obama plan to limit carbon emissions. And let's talk about the questions about legitimacy of the program and the legality of the program.
Well, it's just another example that we're seeing of the president overreaching. He did this with Waters of the U.S. The court put that on hold, waiting as it works its way up. But we're having favorable rulings in that regard, blocking it. We've seen this with his amnesty proposal. Again, that's being blocked as it goes up through the courts. So there's just this pattern of the president saying, to heck with Congress, to heck with the will of the people. I'm going to do things the way I want to get them done. And the good news is that that's what the court system is there for, you know, to arbitrate these things. And they've said, no, you know, your war on affordable energy is not justified. You don't have the authority. And so this is really good news for the American public, because this is all about utility rates, energy rates going up for the people of Arkansas, for the people of America. What does that do to people on fixed incomes? What does it do to jobs as we're trying to compete overseas? That's really something that we're, you know, the Lord has really blessed us with, is an abundance of energy. We need to use it. We need to use it in a safe way, which we can do.
Now, when you look at the president, he just came out with a budget and was criticized for increased spending, raising taxes, and increase to the deficit. What is your take on the budget?
Well, just what you said, it does all of those things. You know, it's more spending, it's more taxing, it's more new programs. When you look at it, it's just simply fiscally irresponsible. I think his proposed outlays are $4.1 trillion, while we collect about $3.6 trillion. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that there's a big difference in what you're bringing in and what you're proposing to spend. So you can't do that. You can do it short term, but eventually somebody's going to have to pay that bill, and that's going to be our children and grandchildren, and the president's just digging them into a hole.
When you look at the budget, though, how can it change? It just seems like this has become a real problem. And actually, in the first few years, we didn't even have a budget from the president.
Well, the good news is that the president's budget is just a suggestion to Congress. It's not binding. And so when we voted on the president's budget in the past, literally he's gotten one vote total in all the times that we voted. Many times he's gotten no votes. I think last year he got one vote. So Congress will look at it and say, that's great. You know, we appreciate that that's your suggestion. Then Congress will come up with a budget, and then through the appropriations process, we'll decide how much we spend on various areas.
We're talking with Senator Bozeman here on KFFB's Open Mic. Stay tuned. We'll be talking about terrorism and the Ag Committee. All that's coming up tomorrow.